Well, it was the topic of our conversation amongst our dinner party on Saturday night. And then it was the topic of conversation again, another moment or two over the weekend when our kid came over to fix my bike. And it all has to do with the headline in Saturday's forum. It says, City Water Tower ad could flush strand from race. Candidate takes down sign to avoid possible charges. And then we read about it. It seemed like the general consensus was, how did this even become a story, much less on the above the fold, 50% above the fold. But we'll get to the bottom of what happened with John Strand, who's in our KFGO studios. He is a Fargo City Commission candidate and a sitting school board member. Hello, John.
Good morning, Sandy, and same to you, Jack. It's been a long weekend, but here we are.
Yes, it has been a long weekend, I bet, for you. Did you know this story was going to be a front page headline on Saturday morning?
You know, Sandy, I didn't. It wasn't worthy of the headline or the coverage it got, but it's an issue. It's a question with any candidate, if and to what degree you can use or not use, or what's the definition of using public property or resources, and that's a legitimate question. However, it wasn't, you know, you sometimes in news, you have where the news comes from and why is the real story.
So what is the story? What is the issue with the City Water Tower and with your sign, I Stand With Strand?
We simply used some new technology and projected an image onto, besides private properties with permission, we aimed for two nights, we aimed an image up at the water tower that said, I Stand With Strand. And that, of course, is new turf, new ground. Nobody's ever done anything like this. This is technology that didn't exist, and it created a conversation. And when the conversation surfaced, there was no questions asked. There were no questions asked. It was taken down.
Did you get legal advice?
I did have legal advice.
Mm-hmm. And what was that advice?
Well,
did you check before you put the sign up?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But we weren't trying to create this. We felt we were on legal solid ground, but that wasn't the issue. But we felt we were, because there was a Supreme Court case with Gerald Vandewall that went to the Supreme Court. And that Vandewall Supreme Court decision essentially says the spirit of the law is you don't use public resources. You don't use their phones. You don't use their fax machines. That's the intent of the law when it says don't use public property or resources. So we weren't using any public resources. We projected onto something. So it was a gray area, mm-hmm. and we didn't question it. My campaign isn't about that water tower.
So when did you decide to take it down?
That same day. And there were no complaints filed, by the way. Nobody filed a complaint with anybody. It was a question asked of the state's attorney. The state's attorney didn't advise us to take it down. But just simply the notion that there was a question involved, we took it down. That we didn't need to get sidetracked or derailed or mm-hmm. or refocus our last 2 weeks of the campaign to this issue. The issue is really about the people and about the issues of Fargo. But we didn't question so, at all. It went down.
Let me ask you this: if there was a gray area, why not put it up on another building, like HPR, for example?
Well, we do. We have it aimed at the Black Building.
Oh, you do.
Oh,
okay.
If anybody wants to see this new technology, GoPro, Gobo projectors, it's aiming at the Black Building and the front of the Scan Design Building with permission.
Wasn't there also? I think it was in 2006 when Mayor Wallaker ran for mayor. Did he not use the Fargo logo, the city logo, in campaign material?
He did, I'm told, and I'm told people knew about it, and those things happen. And even there are, Sandy, there's, you know, you drive around town, there's yard signs and boulevards, and those things happen, but you don't stop a race or go at somebody over those. You just work past them.
Do you feel like that the paper's kind of drawing a line in the sand here? I mean, the only phone call that Birch Burdick got was from a reporter saying, so what do you think? Could he be in trouble for this? I mean, is that a story? Is that telling the story, or is that creating the story?
It's maybe a little bit of both, and you need to understand, I'm their competitor. You know, no other paper has ever been around here for more than 2.5 years, essentially, in Fargo, that's ever survived. And so we're in our 18th year, so I'm a competitor, so that people can connect the dots there, even though it is a story.
What is your relationship with the paper, with the forum?
Well, it's, I wouldn't call it friendly. I would. I think we need to be respectful.
You still certainly run in the same circles downtown.
We run in the same
similar friends.
We have a lot of the same friends, and there's room for both. There's room for a daily paper, and for a weekly paper.
Do you
in town.
Think you're going to be endorsed by the local paper?
I don't know. You know, I remember when I ran the first time in 08, on election day, the daily paper had an editorial telling, on election day, before the law was changed about electioneering, they had an editorial telling people who to vote for and one candidate who not to vote for. You know, that was
and that
me.
Was you?
And I, but I won.
Okay. So this is over for all intents and purposes.
I don't know why it would continue.
I mean, are you going to be taken off the city commission race for this?
I couldn't fathom that. I couldn't fathom any candidate bringing these issues forward. And I couldn't fathom anybody just any more than anybody else will say, hey, you got a yard sign and a boulevard. You shouldn't be on the ballot. You know, I couldn't fathom that.
All right.
Actually, it's a non-issue issue.
John Strand, thank you for coming into the studios and for talking about it. We're going to just keep it going for about another half hour with Birch Burdick in the next half hour. And I thank you for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me in.